I've scraped the house.
Yeah. I've taken a big chunk of wood for about 10 feet down the side of the house, pulled the car forward, pulled it back, stopped the car, got out, and said, "Don't even speak to me," and I just walked in the house.
That's a woman's prerogative. That it's terribly my fault, but you dare speak to me about this. And did they ever speak to you about this?
Oh, I got teased incessantly.
Teased?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I was the worst driver in the world.
Dad
still quivers if he has to get into a car when I'm driving.
But
I still get it.
You, this thing's got the most liberal...
Not, it wasn't
liberal.
A major... I didn't put that much damage into
it. I teased. I don't think my old man would have teased me about it.
You hit the house.
Any more than an Iranian cult gets into culture and teases.
I was brought up in a fairly liberal-minded
I was going to say that. No, I'm sorry. I wouldn't mind hitting cars against houses if I was going to get teased about it. What do you mean? No, seriously. Those poor nurses out in Saudi Arabia wouldn't
get
teased.
What about things that hit you? Does that count? Because a month after I got my driver's license here...
Yeah.
Because, of course, I had to do my test again.
Did you know that? If you're an American, you come to...
No, you have a year. And then you can drive on your license for a year.
You have to test again.
No, I didn't know that.
If you knew how easy the tests were in America, you'd be very pleased.
In Egypt, you have to drive 100 yards forward and 100 yards backwards, which fails you for a start. But anyway, here you go 100 yards forward and 100 yards backwards. There's your license. Out you go. Maybe a cab.
You want to know what some of the questions were on my written test?
Uh-huh.
What do you use your seatbelts for? Now, these were multiple choice, okay?
In America?
Yes. I can only remember three.
Multiple choice?
I can only remember...
What were the other choices for using your seatbelt?
To keep you warm in the winter.
No!
Hang on. To hold your groceries down.
Nonsense.
That is the right answer in America.
People were failing the test. Another one was, you're approaching, you're in a crosswalk, and the light is red. A blind man is crossing the road. The light turns green. Do you A, beep and go,
yes.
B, beep your horn, swerve to avoid the blind man,
no.
and go?
Yeah. Wow.
Those are the choices.
Multiple. Someone I did that ludicrous, someone I thought was quite offensive the other week when it's, when they asked me in my test, you know, so what do you do at a red light? And I said, I don't know, fiddle with a radio, look around. And went, no, what do you do? Oh, well, you put the land brake on and you're there. And but in America, that would have been one of the choices.
Oh,
do you A, fiddle with the radio,
do you
look around?
Apply your lipstick.
That is extraordinary. That
but
is a
here,
thing.
A month after getting my license here, which thanks to Mary's expert tuition, I did on the first time.
Oh.
5 minutes into the test, the instructor was chatting with me and asking me
about this.
I knew I'd pass straight away.
I've got to say this. I apologize to call. It's Steve Gerrard. I'm coming straight to you. But I blew through my test, mainly because the fellow was such a fan of Michael Apple. Really, I'm driving it. I'm driving with one hand. I'm driving in, overtaking people. And it's 9 o'clock in the morning around Lewisham. And I'm driving, I'm talking to him, and I'm looking like, you know, like people driving films, where you think, they're not even looking at the road.
Yeah.
I've given it some of that. Sorry, mate. You know, I'm giving it all of this. And I got to the end, and I said, well, you know, and I got some of the questions right. And I said, you killed yourself laughing when this happens to other people. I said, but there again, I suppose you put straight in for another one, hoping to preempt the inevitable yeah. And he went, are you okay? I'm perfectly happy to send you out on the road. So give my best to Michael.
I'm quite happy to say I actually aced my test.
I did
very well in it.
Nice.
And a month later, going down the Broadway in Wimbledon, heading up towards Wimbledon Village, in the wrong lane, I'm in the right-hand lane, I want to be in the middle lane, so I'm dead stopped in the lane, signal on, big double-decker red bus comes by, wallop, hits the car.
Nothing to do with you. Well, they didn't.
I was moving.
The only claim I ever had was...
And he just kept...
You can't win him.
He kept going, and all I can remember is he hit the car, and it hit the wing mirror in the front of the car, made an almighty, really loud noise, and I can just remember this kid in the back of the bus turning around, like, looking at me and laughing.